Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Salatu Wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah. Dear Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode of the Discourses of Attar. Indeed, there are many, many benefits, blessings and rewards for reciting the Durood Sharif Salawat in abundance upon the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. As is mentioned in the Summary of Hadith with the reference of Al-Qawlul Badi', the beloved Rasul, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam stated, making the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal in abundance and recitation of Salat upon me keeps away poverty. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All of a sudden, the prince became silent. The king, the ministers, and the other courtiers were astonished as to what has happened that caused him to stop speaking. Everyone tried, but the prince continued to remain silent. Despite his silence, no change occurred in the day-to-day routines of the prince. One day, this silent prince went along with his companions to hunt for birds. Armed with an arrow and a bow, he stood below a bushy tree, searching for some bird inside it. Suddenly, the chirping bird was heard from inside a bunch of leaves on the tree. Immediately he shot an arrow in that direction of the sound, causing the bird to fall down wounded. The bird began to agonizingly walk here and there. The silent prince spontaneously uttered, "As long as the bird was silent, it remained safe. But as soon as it began to chirp, it became the target of an arrow. And regrettably, as a result of its speaking, I also spoke out." Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, this incident might be a fabricated one, a made-up story, but it is an unquestionable fact that a talkative person compels others to speak as well. He wastes his own time and the time of others. On many occasions, in fact, he regrets what he says and has to face many problems. It is a reality that as long as a person remains silent, he remains secured and safe from many difficulties. It is mentioned that Bahram, a person, was sitting beneath a tree. When he heard the chirping of a bird, he shot it down dead and then began to say, "Guarding the tongue is beneficial for both humans and birds. If this bird had taken care of its tongue, it would not have been killed." There are few ahadith for our benefit to learn from and to practice inshallah ta'ala regarding the excellence of silence. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, "Man samata naja," meaning the one who remained silent, he won deliverance. He became successful. And as-samtu sayyidul akhlaq, meaning silence is the head, is the leader of all morals. Furthermore, as-samtu arfa'ul ibadah, meaning silence is a worship of high virtue. Furthermore, in shu'abul iman it is mentioned, for a person to remain firm on silence is better than 60 years of worship. Subhanallah. the renowned commentator of the glorious Quran, Hakimul Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, has mentioned, and he writes regarding these four ahadith mentioned above, if somebody performs 60 years of ibadah and worship, but he talks a lot, he talks much, and he does not differentiate between good conversations and bad conversations, then it is better to remain silent for a while. Because in silence, there is contemplation, there is fikr that a person does. There is rectification of the nafs, the inner self. There is immersion in divine realities and recognition as well. There is diving into the ocean of eternal dhikr and remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And there is muraqabah, meditation as well. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who love to chat, to talk in abundance, excessively, and those who talk uselessly, thinking that it is permissible to do so and it is not a sin, or even those who say unnecessary things from time to time, they too should consider Hujjatul Islam, the proof of Islam. Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad, bin Muhammad Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, his outlook on useless conversation. And they should frighten themselves actually. We all should. With these four harms of talking uselessly, unnecessary speech. It is on the basis of these four reasons that he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has condemned useless speech and conversations. He says, kiraman katibin, those respected malaika and angels who record the deeds, they have to write down useless conversation as well. Therefore, a person should be ashamed of this and should not give them the trouble of writing down useless conversation. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has stated in the glorious Quran, Surah Qaf, verse 18, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. Translation from Kanzul Iman. He does not utter a single word without a ready recorder seated next to him. Furthermore, Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated, it is not good for a record of deeds filled with useless speech to be presented in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Further, he says, a person will be ordered in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal in front of all creation to read out his book of deeds. Now, the horrifying severities of the Day of Judgment will be in front of him. And he will be naked, no clothes. He will be incredibly thirsty. His back will be bowing due to hunger. He will have been stopped from going into Jannah, into paradise, and every type of serenity will have been abandoned from him. Just think carefully for a moment. How worrying it would be to read out one's book of deeds, the record of deeds filled with useless conversation in such a trying time, in such a difficult situation. If we work out, for example, that somebody talks uselessly for just 15 minutes daily, then this gives us the amount of 7.5 hours in a month, which amounts to 90 hours in a year. Let us say that a person talked uselessly for an average of 15 minutes a day for 50 years, for example, then this gives us 187 days and 12 hours, that is more than 6 months of useless talking. So just think, dear viewers of Madani Channel, on that terrifying Day of Judgment, in trying and most difficult times and situation, when the sun will be blazing from 1.25 miles away, how near that will be? Who will be able to read out his record of deeds for 6 months continuously without any pause in such perilous heat? This is just the calculation of 15 minutes of useless conversations daily. We sometimes spend many hours chatting away uselessly with friends and sinful conversations and other evils are added to this as well. May Allah Azza wa Jalla save us from this. Furthermore, Imam Ghazali, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Alayhi, has mentioned, on the Day of Judgment, a person's useless conversation and speech will be condemned, and because of it, he will be ashamed. He will be disgraced and humiliated. A person will have no answer for this, and out of shame in front of Allah Azza wa Jal, he will become humiliated and will sweat profusely. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Sufyan bin Abdullah, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has stated, "Once I requested in the court of the beloved Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, 'Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, what would you identify as the most dangerous and harmful thing for me?' The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam then held his blessed tongue and said, 'This. If only this hadith of Bukhari Sharif would inculcate into our minds, which states, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhiri falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut." Meaning, whoever believes in Allah Azza wa Jal and the Day of Judgment, he should either speak good or remain silent. On page 91 of the book, Allah Walo Ki Baatein, comprising of 217 pages, published by Maktabatul Madina, the publishing department of Dawud Islami, Amirul Mu'mineen, the first Khalifa of Islam, the first Khalifa and successor of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Amirul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has stated, "There is no goodness in that conversation which is made not for the sake of the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal." Sayyidina Imam Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi has stated, "The first level of worship is silence. The second is gaining knowledge, then remembering it, then acting upon it, and then spreading it to others." Subhanallah. Some people requested in the court of Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam, "Tell us such an action through which we can attain Jannah and Paradise." He replied, "Never speak." They then said, "We cannot help it. We have to speak." Upon which he, alayhi salam, replied, "Do not utter anything from your tongue except what is virtuous." Somebody who continuously cuts into other people's conversations like a pair of scissors, he will remain deprived of understanding what someone else is trying to say. And in fact, it remains a danger for a talkative person that when he constantly keeps talking, ma'adallah, may Allah save us from this, that sometimes kufriyat and words of blasphemy or profanity may slip out from his tongue. Narrating a statement of some pious saints, awliyaullah, Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali states in his world famous Ihya al-Ulum that two qualities assemble in the one who remains silent. Number one, his deen, his religion remains safe and secure. And number two, he understands properly what somebody else is saying to him. Sayyidina Sufyan bin Uyayna, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, has mentioned that silence is the honor of a scholar and a cover for an ignorant person. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is narrated from Sayyidina Imam Sufyan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, that prolonged silence is the key to worship. Furthermore, Sayyidina Muhammad bin Wasi alayhi rahmatullahi nafi' has stated that he said to Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, "Protecting the tongue is more difficult for a person than protecting the wealth." It is unfortunate that generally everybody is mindful of protecting his wealth. Even though if wealth is lost, it is only a worldly loss. How sad that the mindset of protecting the tongue is very, very rare. Undoubtedly, as a result of not protecting the tongue, along with worldly losses, there is also the great risk of tribulations and difficulties in the hereafter. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, it is an undeniable truth that the risk of embarrassment is very low in silence, if somebody observes silence. Whereas somebody who has the habit of speaking out of place is often compelled to beg forgiveness and apologize. Or he has the regret in his heart that if I had not spoken at that point, it would have been better. Because as a result of me speaking, the hesitation of the other person was finished. I had to listen to bitter words. So and so got annoyed. So and so became unhappy. His feelings got hurt. And so and so, his honor was neglected or diminished, etc. It is narrated from Muhammad bin Nadr Harithi, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, that honor or is lost because of talking excessively. In fact, it is better to regret on keeping silent than to regret after speaking. And it is better to regret after eating less than to regret after eating excessively. As the one who talks excessively suffers many calamities. And the one who has a habit of eating excessively disturbs his stomach, usually becomes a victim of obesity and suffers many other types of diseases, physical and spiritual. If for argument's sake, the person remains saved from illnesses in his youth, then after the youth passes away, he often becomes an embodiment of diseases. To learn about the harms of eating too much, excessive eating, the cure for obesity and much more, refer to the chapter of Fizan-e Sunnat called Excellence of Hunger. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, if we look at it, a blind person is much more secured than one who can see, because he remains secured from the sins of unlawful sightedness, unlawful seeing, such as staring at na-mahram or ghair-mahram woman, looking at amrads with bad intention, watching films and dramas, and looking at the open knees and thighs of someone who wears shorts. In the same way, a person who is dumb, he also remains protected from many, many countless afflictions of the tongue. Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has stated, "If only I had been dumb, but privileged to speak to the extent of performing dhikrullah." It is mentioned in Ihya'ul Ulum that Sayyidina Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu saw an excessively talkative woman and he said, "If she had been dumb, it would have been better for her." From this statement of the respected companion radiyallahu ta'ala anhu of our beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, those Islamic sisters should particularly learn a lesson. Those who remain engrossed in chitter and chatter, in excessive talking, and do not tire of talking about different issues, unnecessary talk. If Islamic sisters applied the Kufl-e Madina, that spiritual lock of Medina, on their tongues, in the true sense, many issues such as domestic discords, conflicts amongst relatives, quarrels between daughter-in-law, mother-in-law, this would be resolved. And the entire household would become a center of peace, because most domestic discords result from the misuse of the tongue. Islamic brothers should also take note of this as well. If the mother-in-law scolds or reprimands her, the daughter-in-law, she should observe sabr and patience and tolerance only, and should not say even a single word to her mother-in-law in reply. Nor should she complain to her husband. She should not even tell anyone in her parents' house, and she should not even have a frown on her face, nor should she vent her anger on her children or on the dishes or other kind of wares. Success will then fall at her feet. It is said, one silence beats a hundred. Similarly, if some daughter-in-law argues with her mother-in-law, then the mother-in-law should not do anything in reaction, but she should just observe silence and not complain to any member of the household, not even to her son. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, according to the saying, silence is golden. She will acquire ease and tranquility. If this madani remedy of our Bapa Jan Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum al-Aliyah is acted upon properly, then every discord between daughter-in-law and mother-in-law would be resolved very soon, and the home would become a center of peace. To find a remedy for conflicts between the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law, try to obtain the VCD comprised of very beautiful and wise madani pearls entitled Ghar Aman Ka Ghawara Kaise Bane from Maktabatul Madina, or watch it on Dawud-e-Islami's website www.dawudislami.net. With the blessings of this VCD, many disturbed homes have become centers of peace. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, when the tongue will remain straight and it will be used for speaking only good words, then the entire body will receive the benefits from this. And if that tongue is crooked, for example, it scolds people, it swears, it disgraces somebody, it backbites, slanders, tells lies, then sometimes even in this world, the entire body will suffer because of that. The Prophet of Mercy, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, our beloved Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, when a person gets up in the morning, then his body parts bow and they say to the tongue, fear Allah Azza wa Jal about us, regarding us, because we are associated with you. If you remain straight, then we too will remain straight. But if you are crooked, then we too will become crooked. The beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, there are such balconies in Jannah, such balconies in paradise, whose outside can be seen from the inside, and whose inside can be seen from the outside. A Bedouin stood up and asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, for whom are these? For whom are these for? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam replied, these are for the one who speaks good, feeds others, keeps consecutive fasts, and wakes up at night to offer salah for Allah Azza wa Jal when the people are asleep. Subhanallah. There is a beautiful narration. Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tawil as-samt, meaning the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would observe prolonged silence. The renowned commentator, Hakimul Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, writes in explanation of this hadith, silence here means silence from worldly talks. Otherwise, the blessed tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would always remain occupied in dhikrullah azza wa jal. He would not talk to people unnecessarily. This refers to permissible conversation. Impermissible conversation never expressed by the blessed tongue was never expressed by the blessed tongue throughout his blessed entire life. Lying, backbiting, slandering, etc. did not emanate from the blessed and truthful tongue even once throughout the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The noble Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is an embodiment of truth. Then how could any falsehood ever approach him? The beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, Imla'ul khayri خير من السكوت والسكوت خير من إملاء الشر. That is, to speak of the good is better than keeping silent, and keeping silent is better than speaking ill. Sayyidina Ali bin Uthman Hajweri, famously known as Tata Ganj Bakhsh Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, has written in his famous book Kashful Mahjoob that speech is of two kinds. One is truthful speaking and the other is false speaking. And similarly, silence is of two kinds. Purposeful silence, for example, keeping silent, silence due to contemplation and thinking and fikr in matters of the hereafter or Islamic rulings, etc., and heedless silence, silence filled with dirty thoughts or worldly motives and notions. Everybody, whilst in the state of silence, should ponder, do fikr and ponder, contemplate carefully that if speaking for him is virtuous, then speaking is better for him than silence. And if speaking for him is sinful, then silence is better for him than talking. Sayyidina Dada Ganj Bakhsh Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali mentioned a parable for explaining uses and abuses of conversations. He said, one Sayyidina Abu Bakr Shibli Baghdadi Alayhi Rahmatullah Al-Hadi was passing an area of Baghdad and he heard a person saying, As-sukutu khayrum min al-kalam. Silence is better than speaking. He Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali said, your silence is better for you than speaking, and for me, speaking is better than silence. Subhanallah. How fortunate are those Islamic brothers and sisters who use their tongues in only moral conversations and who impart the invitation of goodness to the people. Unfortunately, nowadays it is very rare to find get-togethers free from obscene conversations, even to the extent that those with an outward religious appearance are not able to save themselves from this as well. Perhaps they do not even know what obscene conversation is. Listen, the definition of obscene conversation is التعبير عن الأمور المستقبحة بالعبارات الصريحة, to mention immoral issues such as filthy or dirty evil matters in open clear words. Those youngsters especially who incite discussions of private marital issues and matters that should be kept covered and safe in order to satisfy their own evil desires, those who comfort their hearts by talking about or even just by listening to obscene and immoral matters, those who use filthy and very bad vulgar language and words, those who make disgusting gestures, those who gain the pleasure from these obscene gestures, and those who watch films and dramas in order to fulfill their filthy intentions and desires, because there is usually an excess of immorality in these, should repeatedly read the following heart-trembling narration and should shiver with the fear of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. It is narrated that four types of the people of Jahannam of hell will be running and wandering in between boiling water and fire and will be asking to be perished, these people of Jahannam. One among these four will be a person from whose mouth pus and blood will be oozing out, and the people of Jahannam, the people of hell, they will say to him, what has happened to this wretched person that he is increasing our pains and our agonies? The reply will be given, this unfortunate and wretched person used to pay attention towards filthy conversation and used to gain pleasure from it, such as talks about intercourse. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us from this. Those who pay the attention towards filthy satanic whispers and whispering and casting of the devil in our hearts about na-mahram and ghayr-mahram women and amrads, those who intentionally engage themselves in evil thoughts And ma'ad Allah Azza wa Jal, all those who gain pleasure from imagining filthy activities should gain admonition from the above mentioned narration. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Maysarah, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated, somebody who talks obscenely, meaning one who talks about obscene things, will come on the day of judgment in the form of a dog. The Prophet of Mercy, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has stated, paradise, Jannah, is haram for that individual who uses obscene language, meaning one who talks about obscene things. The second Khalifa of Islam, the second Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the commander of the believers, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq al-Azam, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has stated, he who avoids talking uselessly is blessed with intellect and wisdom. He who avoids useless gazing, that is looking around unnecessarily, gains tranquility of the heart. Furthermore, he says, he who refrains from useless eating, meaning one who refrains from eating excessively or eating different types of food without any hunger, but just for pleasure. The person who refrains from this is bestowed with the pleasure in ibadah and worship. He who refrains from useless laughter is granted awe and dignity. He who refrains from joking around and mockery is blessed with the light of iman and faith. He who refrains from the fondness of this dunya, of this world, is given the fondness of the afterlife. And he who refrains from finding faults in others, is blessed with the ability to rectify his own faults. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every Islamic brother and Islamic sister should make it a part of their routine to read the booklet Silent Prince on the first Monday of every Madani Islamic month. This is the wish of our Bapa Jan. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will feel an astonishing revolution within yourself, in your hearts. An excellent way to protect our tongues is to act upon the Madani In'am number 45 and 46. Therefore, to develop the habit of abstaining from useless talking, conclude necessary conversations in the least possible number of words. Furthermore, make an effort to communicate somewhat through gestures or through writing, and through writing as well. In case any useless word slips from your tongue, make it a habit to recite Salat ala Nabi, Durood Sharif, once or thrice immediately. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. By the grace of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam could recognize, just by looking at people, whether they were destined to paradise or the hellfire. And in fact, he would know before the arrival of a newcomer whether he was destined for paradise or hell. In this regard, one day, the beloved of Allah Azza wa Jal, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, said, the first person who will enter from this door is destined for Jannah, for paradise. Subsequently, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he entered. The people congratulated him and inquired regarding the deed of virtue which he had earned this blessing. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, my good deeds are very few, very little, and those for which I bear hope in Allah Azza wa Jal are safeguarding the heart and leaving pointless conversations. Subhanallah. The words salamatu sadr in this blessed hadith, meaning safeguarding the heart, refers to purity of the heart from immoral thoughts and from internal diseases such as jealousy, etc. and the presence of firm and resolute iman, faith in the heart. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, though talking uselessly is not a sin, there is no goodness in it at all. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Salam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was blessed with the glad tidings of Jannah, of paradise, from the blessed tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. One attribute that he radiyallahu ta'ala anhu had was that he would never indulge in useless talking. He radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would never ask questions about matters that did not concern him. But unfortunately, we ask useless questions about matters to which we do not even have any concern regarding. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, there were many Madani points and pearls of wisdom that we had listened to. May Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, grant us the ability to understand his beautiful deen. Make us true practicing pious sincere Muslims. Grant us istiqamah and steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawud Islami. Please do join us next time on the episode or new episode, Discourses of Attar.
Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My murshid has changed millions of lives, the prophetic sunnah he has revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.